get out of the way, please. That's the message from emergency services, frustrated with Auckland drivers who are blocking their way as they rush to critical incidents, lights flashing and sirens blazing. Dashcam footage released by the police shows some drivers wobbling along in their lane for upwards of 20 seconds with a fire truck or police car on their tail, desperate to get past. Some of the drivers seem oblivious to the fact that they're in the way despite the deafening sirens. Tamaki Makaurau Road Policing Manager Inspector Scott Webb says it's a problem, especially as emergency services are heading into the busy summer season.
The main problem that we're seeing and hearing from our staff is when emergency services are travelling to an incident, now that's fire, police or ambulance, often people don't really know what to do and essentially won't get out of the way.
Right, so you've got what, sirens whirring and lights, all action stations, and what, they just sit there in front of you?
Yeah, pretty much. So some people, it's clear they don't know what to do. Other people actually, you know, they're freaked out or startled with what's going on. And there's the occasional one that, will be playing a few games with us. But on the whole, people are just a little bit unclear about what to do when they see an emergency vehicle come up behind them. So we just want to just get that message out there, particularly coming into the busy season on the roads.
So have you noticed, is it a problem that's on the rise? I mean, how common is it?
You talk to the staff at each of the services, it is common. Sometimes it can be a couple of times a shift, and, you know, we've all seen some of the video clips where going to one incident, there's about six vehicles that just simply didn't get out of the way, or they took quite some time. So I suppose what people have to remember is that when they call for emergency service, whether it be fire, police or ambulance, you know, the minutes and seconds count. We need to get there as quickly and as safely as we can. And that applies, you have large, like fire engines, that they're pretty big units that pull, you know, come in behind people and stall people will not even get out of the way.
So tell me, what are some of the dodgiest kind of things that your colleagues have seen out on the roads when they're behind people who are not pulling over?
Well, one of the worst would be on the motorways, on the motorway network, where someone will look in the rear vision mirror and see that there's lights and they will simply slam on the brakes. So you're in the outside right-hand, you know, the faster travelling lane, and they'll come to a complete stop. Now, you can imagine a fire engine or ambulance or police car travelling to an incident at a higher speed having to stop. It's pretty frightening for the emergency services and the person in that car. So it's clear they just don't know what to do at times.
I heard a rumour, maybe you can confirm it. What's the deal with the person folding the washing?
Yeah, I mean, those are things that you see.
So what exactly was that? Sorry.
Well, when emergency service vehicles are trying to, get through the traffic and they'll see someone totally distracted. Now, that one person, there's been people distracted using phones and other things, but there was a person actually folding washing, so the washing basket on the seat, and then the person sort of folding washing, multitasking while they're driving, obviously. But that's an example of how distracted some people can be. And I mean, these the lights are pretty bright, and the sirens are extremely loud. So people just need to be aware of their surroundings when they're driving.
So I'm going to use a technical term here, Inspector. Is it just that Auckland drivers are plonkers?
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, it's not just Auckland drivers. I mean, we police up into Northland and down into Waikato, and on, you know, rural and some of the arterial roads, people will do things like this. And what we're saying is just move to the left, get out of the way. We're very conscious of the fact in a congested motorway network, for those of us that live in Auckland, when it's completely gridlocked, it's not practical and you just can't move across lanes to the left. So at times the emergency services will full lane split. So they'll come up in between the lanes, and all we say is just, you know, move out of the way. And that would be the exception to moving to the left as in a congested motorway network.
Okay, so those are some of the exceptions. But really, how hard is it? Talk us through it. What should drivers do? Okay, so they hear the siren, they see the lights, and their next move is what?
Well, move to the left. You know, move to the left and let the vehicles through. And look, we acknowledge at times in some of the built-up areas with roadworks, you know, at times you can't do that. You are literally jammed. Well, there's not much you can do in those circumstances, but more often than not, there is a shoulder or at least an area you can move, slow down and move out of the way